Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop. Mwah!
Welcome back. Third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. We're celebrating. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with John Harrison, author of Making Mammoth Serve You, also Fighting Back, a novel he's written, which is outstanding. I encourage you to check both of those out at Aspire, A-S-P-I-R-E-F-A, AspireFA.com, and find all of his stuff there. You can find his books on Amazon. He's an ordained minister and a certified financial planner. John, thanks again for being here. We're continuing to talk about Black History Month, celebrating, commemorating Black History Month. I still say, and I don't mind saying this out loud, that one of the great ironies of Barack Obama's presidency was that he had the potential, he had it in his hands to raise race relations to another higher level, a quantum leap level, in fact, from where it was, and to have really reset a lot of attitudes inside of the poor parts of the Black community. He had that opportunity, and yet he did not take it. And in fact, I'm afraid he set back race relations, in my opinion, during his 8 years. John, what do you think about that?
I think there's a lot of truth to that. I go back and forth over how much of an impact he might have had, because some things are so ingrained, I think sometimes we overestimate what an individual politician can do to change the direction of a culture or a society. But at the same time, I do see a lot of missed opportunities because of politics, that it was always easier to break things down into us versus them, into
right.
Democrats versus Republicans, rich versus poor, et cetera, to fall into the old stereotypes, rather than to transcend them and really depict the idea that we're all Americans, we're all in this together, and we're trying to make a better life for everybody. It was just easier to fall back into the old stereotypes because
right.
those things generate passions and they get votes, and that's ultimately what politicians care about.
If you think about it, it's generally accepted that most white children are told and are made to believe that they can be anybody. And black children haven't always felt that way, and it seems correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me that he could have said, he could actually have said, folks, look at me, I'm the president of the United States. What does that say about your chances? Look at Thomas, Justice Thomas. Look at Condoleezza Rice. Look at Jay Johnson, the guy, the publisher. Look at those guys. That could be you. You could. All those people came out of obscurity, many of them out of poverty.
Yeah, and frankly, I wish some of the people who succeeded in areas other than politics got more press. Because when I was a kid, the idea of a black CEO of a Fortune 500 company was a pipe dream.
Right.
But before Barack Obama was president, the CEO of Merrill Lynch was a black man.
Right, exactly.
And, these were things, and a
national pizza chain.
Et cetera, et cetera. Papa John's there.
Yeah. Why can't we make that happen in America? Are there people who have a vested interest? Do you think there are people who have a vested interest in keeping us apart rather than working to promote working together and making everybody better? What do you think?
Absolutely. I think that politicians gain from division. I think that the media certainly gains
yep.
from division.
Yep.
Outrage, fear, a sense of victimization, these things put eyeballs on TV sets. Much more than happy reports of progress made.
And so we just become, by allowing that to happen, we just become their pawns, don't we?
Yes. Yes, and it's it takes a real sense of awareness to step back and say, wait a minute, is everything exactly like the way the news makes it look, or do I need to look deeper than the surface and understand that you know, people who are feeding me this information don't necessarily have my enlightenment in view?
Right. Hey, John, I got to wrap it up. Last thoughts. We got a couple of minutes, couple of seconds. What do you think?
Say that.
Are we headed in a good? You think we're heading in a good direction now? You think we can recover?
I do. I think that you know, progress is bumpy always, but I still think the direction is good.
I like how you said that. Hey, John, good job today. Come back soon.
I look forward to it.
Thanks for 7 great years. John Harrison, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. I will be too.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.